To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to reflect on the Word of God today, I want to say that the Word of God is our source of growth. Like newborn babes crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. Brothers and sisters, if we don't grow in our knowledge of God's word, we become vulnerable to being deceived and led astray by the evil one. So according to 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3 warns us of what can happen if we haven't matured in our faith. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desire, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear this morning. And Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 12 explain how the elementary truth of God's word is the milk needed for our lives to grow spiritually and mature, so that we can progress to eating solid food, which are the deeper truth of God's word this morning. So when we were born again, we were positionally sanctified, positionally set apart unto God. And once for all that happened, so we were taken out of the old creation in Adam and placed into the new creation in Christ. So as newborn babes in Christ, we were positioned in Him, but our position in Him needs to be worked out, particularly, brothers and sisters, a practical sanctification that needs to take place in our everyday life as we live for our God. So spiritual life requires suitable food for that life, and the milk of the word suits the new spiritual life. Physical babies desire milk often and intensely. Spiritual babies should have an avid sense of hunger for the word of God this morning. And we also thank God continually, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as a human word, but as it actually is, the word of the Almighty God, which is indeed at work in you who believe this morning, according to 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, as Sister Campbell prays for us right now. Hallelujah.
Great and mighty God, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Another day for your word. Jeremiah 23 verse 29 say, "It is not my word like fire, declare the Lord, and like hammer that break the rock in pieces." Father, we lift you up and we acknowledge your greatness. We thank you that you are a God who hears us this morning. We thank you that you will never leave us nor forsake us this morning. And Father, as we go throughout the day, we go with the word in our heart this morning. May you help us, my God, to meditate upon your word, to believe your word, to live your word this morning. May you bless the heart of your people as we go throughout the day. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let us continue to embrace the holy word of God this morning. Have a wonderful day, coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.